In September, long before the first lights glow, Enchanted Forest manager Gerald Sorokon is already hard at work untangling cords and checking connections. Those wide-open fields in the forestry farm? Look closely and you'll see dozens of hidden outlets.
We have power everywhere. The power is structurally put in the park and our cording is minimal.
They use cranes to set up the massive displays we've come to know and love. The Noah's Ark scene takes a whole team hours just to get the steel frame set up, never mind adding the lights. And that minimal amount of extension cords he mentioned?
Well, I shouldn't say minimal. It's still a lot of cords. Probably 5 miles, 6 miles of cords.
Another familiar favorite are the scenes from the 12 Days of Christmas song. Sorokon says the 12 drummers drumming are some of the most high-maintenance decorations to set up.
The rope lighting on a drummer, one drummer, there's 130 feet of cording.
The four giant firs will definitely catch your eye as you drive through the slow, winding route. Towering trees wrapped carefully in thousands of lights.
Wrapping the trees is kind of time-consuming because we try and space the lights 3 inches apart.
It's also a delicate process. They're really careful not to break or damage any of the branches. If the temperature drops below minus 10, they wait for a warmer day to reduce the risk of harm to the trees.
Taking down is easier because you don't have to be as careful.
And that takedown process begins as soon as the forest closes in early January. They leave nothing up year-round. Every single light bulb and extension cord is packed up and tucked into trailers that are stored on-site at the zoo. Despite hours spent tinkering in the forest, Sorokon still makes a point to visit with his family every year.
We're planning on coming on the walk night. I'm just like one of the crowd walking around. I'm undercover. I don't tell anyone who I am. I ask questions. Whatever they say, I take constructively.
Considering Sorokon is an expert in Christmas lights, you might expect his own house to rival the Enchanted Forest. Well, you'd be wrong.
I let my wife decorate. She wants me to put lights on the outside of the house, but I'm so busy. My last 2 years, my outside of my house looks pretty sad. So I'm gonna have to pick it up a notch next year.
Even after lighting up an entire forest, Sorokon's own home remains a work in progress, but next year, he promises, it'll shine too. In the Enchanted Forest with a Saskatchewan story, I'm Brittany Caffey, 650 CKOM.